Welcome, everyone, to this very special service of worship on this very special and holy day. We are grateful that you're here. It's so good to be together and to celebrate the birth of Jesus. This is one of my favorite moments in all the season of Advent and Christmas, is worshiping in this service with all of the children and families and extended families and friends. It is a blessing to be together, and it's my joy to welcome you to this time of worship. I want to point out on the back of the bulletin, there's a QR code there, and if you scan that, it will allow you to sign in and let us know that you were here, and to make some prayer requests and make an offering for our special Advent offerings. Lots of ways you can participate in the service that way. I did want to give a few words of instruction as we go along through the service. As we sing the first Noel this afternoon, right in the middle of the service here, that's when we invite all of the children who want to come forward. Whether you're wearing a costume or not, that doesn't matter. Children of all ages are welcome to come and gather around the star, which our friend Ella will be holding for us. And then you'll make a star parade all around the sanctuary while we sing the first Noel. And then the children will gather up here to hear the Christmas story together. Later in the service, we'll be singing Joy to the World, and we will be lighting our electric candles as we sing. So if you didn't get one of these, there are some in the narthex back there and in Reed Hall. We want to make sure everybody who wants one has one. And also, we just wanted you to know the bulletin cover is for coloring. So we welcome you to color this during the service. We have crayons out both of the doors. Or if you want to take it home with you or grab some extras on the way home and do some coloring at home, we hope you will do that as well. But now it's time to worship. It's time to hear the story about Jesus being born in our world. So let us get ready in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives to welcome Jesus into the world.
Please join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Animals came to prepare your bed. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Shepherds stood guard, marveled, and said, come, Lord Jesus, come. Angels sang to calm your cries. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And all the world gave one great sigh. Ah, Lord Jesus, you have come. Let us make our confession before God and each other. God Emmanuel, forgive us for forgetting the magic of this night, for focusing on ourselves and what we need to do instead of the miracle of Jesus' birth. Forgive us for missing the message of hope, peace, and justice, for choosing what is easy over what is loving. Inspire us in this night a love of you and a love of neighbor, and help us to live as people changed by your presence here in our world. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you, and also with you.
Thank you. you're still finding your way up here, come in and have a seat and join us. We're going to start our story in just a second. All right, come, grown-ups, you may be seated. All right, friends, we have some wonderful story readers who are going to lead us in our story tonight, but our story requires you to help us. Grown-ups, it requires you to help us too. As we read our story, there's going to be certain cues, certain words you're going to listen for, and I need to find my list, which I put down, excuse me, of words we're reading, we're looking for. So, as they read, if you hear the words shepherds, what you're going to respond is everybody's going to say, hey, sheep. So can we try that? If they say the word shepherds, you say?
Hey, sheep.
Perfect. Now, if you hear the word sheep, what do you think you might do? Bah, you got it. Okay, if you hear the word angel, you're going to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Perfect. If you hear good news, you're going to say yes and put your fist up. Yes for good news. All right, try that one. Good news. Yes. And if you hear great joy, you're going to cheer. So great joy. Y'all are so good at this. And then the last one is baby. So if you hear baby, you're going to say, aww. And yes, the words are in your bulletin to remind you for your cues too. So our story readers are going to lead us through the story. And so be listening for shepherds. For shepherds. For sheep. For angel. For good news. For great joy. And for baby. On with the story.
From this, there were shepherds watching over their sheep. By night, being good shepherds, they protected their sheep, made sure they had food to eat and water to drink, and gathered them at night for protection. The shepherds were listening to a soft sound of the sheep as they quieted down to go to sleep. The dark sky was full of shimmering stars appeared to them. They were bathed in light, almost as they were clothed within. The shepherds were frightened, and so were the sheep. The angel spoke to them.
Don't be afraid. I have some good news that will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, a baby was born, and this baby is your Savior, Christ the Lord. The shepherds were amazed, and so were the sheep. What they thought was going to be like every other evening had turned into a holy night. The angel told them to go into Bethlehem, where they would find the baby. Then the sky was filled with angels, singing praises to God, proclaiming the good news with great joy. Then they were gone. The shepherds looked at each other and at the sheep. They said, "We should go to Bethlehem and see the baby."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger where the shepherds saw him. They told Mary and Joseph what the angel had told them about the baby and that they had come to see the good news for themselves so that they could share the great joy. Everyone who heard the shepherds said what was amazed. Mary listened to all that was said and treasured it in her heart. The shepherds went back into the hills to their sheep. singing praise to God for all that they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. They had knelt before the baby, received the good news, felt the great joy.
And when they finally settled down,
turned to each other and proclaimed,
"Oh, what a night."
You may be seated. And now, as we gather together our gifts and offer them to God, we offer them with gratitude and with praise. Those of you joining us online can give via the options listed on your screen. And while here in the sanctuary, we're going to pass the plates down the rows in just a moment. You can also use the QR code that's on the back of your bulletin that Carol mentioned earlier to give digitally through the website. And as we pass the plates down the row together, may we all remember that God multiplies our gifts in beloved community. Today, may we give with joy to God.
Thank you.
God is with us. Lift your hearts and voices high. Let us give thanks to the Lord everywhere and at all times.
This blessed Christmas time, for the gift of your own son, born a poor child, peasant king, for the love you sent us, for the life he shared with us, for the sacrifice he made, Lord of lords and King of kings.
The night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it as he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." After the supper, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and giving it said, "Drink this cup, it is my life, poured out for you and for everyone."
Holy bread, and we drink this holy cup. We sense his presence anew, and his victory await. We remember and proclaim your son, all your son has done for us in his life and in his death as he rises and ascends.
Accept our sacrifice as we surrender ourselves. Send your Holy Spirit down on us here and on our gifts. Help us through this bread and wine to know the presence of our Christ. Make us one with him today and with humankind, we pray.
Together in the prayer, Jesus taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
We invite you to be seated as we begin to make our way to the table and receive the grace that is offered here this night. a reminder that this table is hosted by Jesus Christ himself, and everyone is welcome at this table. You don't have to be a United Methodist or part of this congregation. Everybody has a place at the table, and we invite you to come. We're going to be receiving tonight by way of intinction. It's a word that we use to describe the action of receiving the bread and then dipping it into the cup. We'll have four stations, and they'll be right here in the center. Two right here at the center and two just a little further down. We invite everybody to come as you feel led down the center aisle and come to one of these four stations. Don't be shy about going to the outside ones. That will help the flow of communion. After receiving communion, which, by the way, all of our bread is gluten-free, you're invited then, if you'd like, to kneel at the altar rails and offer a prayer or spend some time with God on this Christmas Eve. We invite you to do that and stay as long as you would like. I'll be making my way around the sanctuary with prepackaged elements. If there are some folks who might not be able to come forward or would prefer not to, just wave to me and I will serve you in your seat. We always have an opportunity to make a gift at the altar as we come to the table, and our designated gift this evening goes to the pastor's discretionary fund, which we use to help our neighbors who call the church, who come by the church asking for help. This is a very direct way that we can help our neighbors, so we encourage you to give as you're able and as you feel led. We invite you to come now and receive the grace for you this night.
In just a moment, we will be turning down the lights a little bit so we can sing Joy to the World. Now is your time to find that battery-operated candle and an invitation to light it as we sing and lift it high as we sing Joy to the World and celebrate Christ's birth together. Now please join us in the prayer after receiving in your bulletin.
Eternal God,
we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Before we have our benediction, am I on? Okay, there it is. Before we have our benediction, I want to remind you to please return your costumes to the four-story theater and hang them up as neatly as you can so that we can use them for future Christmas Eves. I would also invite you to return your candles to the bins at the doors so that, again, we can use these for future Christmas Eves. May this night of joy, the message of hope we have received, and the love of God be with each and every one of you this Christmas season and always. Merry Christmas. Amen.